What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, and welcome back to Founder's Journal, my daily audio diary made public for the world, where every day I will give you, the listener, a backstage pass into building Morning Brew to help you think better in order to build better. And today we are going to talk about the murky middle and why every employee in a business should learn how to be a good project manager. Let's hop into it. So right before recording this episode, I was having a conversation with a few folks on Morning Brew's team about a rebrand for one of Morning Brew's existing products. And something that came up in this conversation was the importance of there being a project owner or a product owner, which is the person who is responsible from taking the product or project from where it is today to where we want to go. So the job of a project manager is someone who manages timelines, manages different stakeholders across design, sales, content, and growth at Morning Brew. Someone who manages the focus of everyone while there are so many other priorities going on across the business. And in talking about this, we brought up other projects and products at Morning Brew that sit in what I call the murky middle of product management. And what I mean by the murky middle is that there's this grouping of projects that I believe every business has, no matter whether you're a media business, a tech company, a SaaS company, it doesn't matter, where you have these projects that require a ton of attention and organization to do them properly, but they don't require a full-time employee spending all of their time on it, right? So in most businesses, you hire a product manager, and that product manager is specifically assigned to a specific product or at a bigger company, a specific feature of a product. But there are all of these different products or projects within a company that you haven't decided yet to hire a full-time product manager to, but they require almost like full-time attention for a period of time. And so what that looks like at Morning Brew is something like our recommendations newsletter called The Essentials, which we started at the beginning of the pandemic. And we transitioned that into a post-pandemic newsletter called Sidekick. So the project of taking that from The Essentials to Sidekick, we didn't have a full-time PM that we hired to that, but it's something that needed to be done well. Same thing for thinking about rebranding Business Casual, our podcast, or launching a holiday gift guide, which we do every year, but we don't hire a full-time product manager to actually, you know, just manage the holiday gift guide. And so with the issue with these projects is that they are time-bound in nature. Typically, they require a ton of focus and attention for a few weeks to a few months, but then you don't need that full-time attention for months or years. And the issue is because you don't need that full-time attention for months or years, you don't hire a full-time employee. But when you are in the height of these time-bound projects, they require full-time attention. And so that's the problem, right? Is how do you make sure that these different projects, whether it's the rebrand of Morning Brew's podcast, whether it's the transition of The Essentials to Sidekick, how do you make sure that these are done correctly, but you haven't hired a full-time employee for it? Which means you're basically assigning a full-time job, a second full-time job to an employee who already has their first full-time job that they're doing when they're not working on this project. And so I think this is why it's so important for every company to understand how they handle the process and staffing for projects that don't have a full-time product manager on them. And it's also why I think it's so important to have a playbook, like a literal transferable playbook to everyone in your business, as well as a training process in place to make many employees in your company into good project managers. Because what I've basically said is you need to take full-time employees and you need to unfairly make them pick up a second full-time job for a period of time to, say, for Morning Brew, launch a holiday gift guide. And so I think that is just the nature of a business is you can't hire a full-time product manager for every single product. And so how can you do your best to put a full-time employee in a position to succeed when they're taking on another full-time job? And I think it's about putting the processes in place and it's about training your employees to be good project managers. And that takes me to kind of the final piece of this conversation, which is not everyone is a great project manager. You can be a great employee. You can be super smart. You can be great in the full-time job you do, but it does not mean that you're going to be a great project manager. But I think everyone has the ability to be a great project manager. You just need to be trained in it. So what I will say, though, is I think there are certain employees, though, that have a disposition that lends itself better to being naturally good at project management. the way I would describe these people is those who are super organized and super detail oriented. People who are creating timelines by nature for themselves in order to feel organized and planned, even when they're not working on a project or a product. It's, you know, people who are used to having kickoff calls and postmortems because that's what they feel like is the best way to manage communication. But they're not doing that because they're working on a product or a project. They're just doing that because that's what feels natural to them. And so for everyone listening to this, for all managers, you need to think about what is your process for managing the murky middle of projects that are time-bound but require full-time attention during their life. To me, it is some combination of training, of playbooks, and also understanding who are your employees that are just naturally predisposed to being good project managers so that you understand who you're going to allocate product ownership to of these time-bound projects. And for employees, I think it is, you know, your prerogative to learn how to be a good project manager, because I think it's one of those transferable skills that no matter what company you go to work at, especially if it's an early stage company, you are going to be tapped at some point to own a product or a project that is outside of your full-time job. And I think it will behoove you to learn the organizational skills and the management skills in order to be effective in project managing something in the future. Thank you, everyone, as always, for listening to Founders Journal. Super excited for all the episodes we have coming up this week. If you ever have questions about the show or feedback, shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com. And for anyone who made it to this part of the episode, I am so thankful for you listening. And I would be even more thankful if you leave a review for the show on Apple Podcasts. That is what causes us to get more downloads, what caused us to have a record month last month in terms of downloads. So please leave a review. It makes a huge difference. Thank you, everyone, for watching the show. And I will catch you all tomorrow. Take it easy.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.